USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump holds a social media summit at the White House to address his concerns about bias. The president not inviting reps from Facebook, Twitter, or Google.
But you communicate directly with our citizens without having to go through the fake news filter. It's very simple. Together, you reach more people than any television broadcast network by far, not even close. And some of you are extraordinary. I can't say everybody, but some of you are extraordinary. The crap you think of is unbelievable.
In other news, detectives in Kentucky find human remains believed to be that of the body of Savannah Spurlock. The 22-year-old mother of four has been missing for more than 6 months now. A man by the name of David Sparks, 24 years old, under arrest. He is charged.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So, yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Folks in New Orleans gearing up for the storm.
Intensity of the storm in terms of wind speed at landfall is not predicted now to be a hurricane, but it is predicted to be a tropical storm still.
Louisiana Governor Democrat John Bel Edwards warning people who live in his state about Tropical Storm Barry and the impact of all the rain.
Now, I say that because I want everyone to understand this was never going to be a wind event.
And the governor warning drivers, don't take your car out and get stuck in high water.
Do not drive. And I'm imploring motorists out there, do not drive through standing water. If you don't know for a fact that it's safe to do so, because many times it is deeper than you believe it to be, and there is a current associated with it, and it makes it very dangerous. That is how we've had the most fatalities over the last several years with these types of rain events.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Republican lawmaker speaking out as the Trump administration gears up to deport illegal aliens with criminal records, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
ICE officers will begin President Trump's promised deportation sweep this weekend, targeting about 2,000 illegal immigrants who have been ordered deported but are defying those judges' orders and remain here in the United States. House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is a fan of the deportations.
If I got an order from a court, I would uphold believing in America and the rule of law when that action takes place.
The operation is meant to target members of illegal immigrant families who arrived during the border surge. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
In light of the recent back-to-back earthquakes in California, insurance rates on the rise in the state for some homeowners. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
About 1 million Californians have quake insurance. Some 250,000 will soon be paying 2 to 3 times more than they have been. And it doesn't have anything to do with those recent powerful quakes in Southern California. The latest scientific evidence about where big quakes are likely to hit points to Southern California, and that's why some people in the L.A. area are looking at $2,000 a year premiums, while homeowners in Sacramento and Northern California can get a year of quake coverage for only about $300.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.